With Hashem's help, we are in the Mishnah at the bottom of Kaf Gimel.
On an olive.
The first side, right?
And then it's 23a.
Right, 23a, bottom of the page, the Mishnah. And may Hashem help us understand His redstone, understand the Torah perfectly, and may Hashem help us do the Hashem's redstone perfectly always. Okay. The Mishnah says, "Kol chayve krisos, krisos, shalaku niftaru yedei krisosam." As it says in the pasuk, "V'nikla achicha le'enecha k'shelaka harehu k'achicha." Mishnah is saying that all those who are have done the Chas V'Shalom, the Averas of Kores, and they receive lashes they receive lashes. It's the as if they're going to erase. They're going to actually erase the punishment of Kores by receiving lashes. As the pasuk says, when your brother is humiliated in your eyes, meaning when he has to suffer the humiliation of lashes, in a sense he's cleaned up, and he is now your brother again. Once he gets those lashes, harayhu ke'achicha, he is like reinstated. He's part of the Am Yisrael again. He's your brother again. It's like he's back in the club. You have to have we have a club here. Our club, the club, the Jewish people, it's a club. Only members who are clean from Avera is part of the club. He's your brother. Your fellow member of the club, to be a member of the club, you have to be clean. Once he's done Avera and he's cleaned up from that Avera by suffering the humiliation of lashes, he's reinstated, he's part of B'nai Yisrael again, he's your brother again. In a sense, it's like we spoke about this in the prep here, in a sense, it's like Miriam, what it be, you spoke Hashem Hara in the Midbar, Miriam had it be excommunicated from the camp, from Machane Yehuda. She had to go outside for a week. Once she was cleaned up, she suffered the embarrassment of that. She was able to re-enter the Machane Yisrael. She became a member again of Bnei Yisrael. Now here we see an amazing thing. Here we know how serious Kores is. It's a very severe punishment. It's premature death. It's being cut off. Not having children, right.
Or having it's your very children severe. Die early.
Yeah, very severe.
Burying your children.
Very severe, yeah. Very severe onish, Kores. And yet, the less severe onish of Malkot, lashes can erase the very severe onish of Kores. That's an amazing thing we see here. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Divrei Rebbe Chananya ben Gamliel.
And this is quoting right. Rebbe Chananya ben Gamliel.
Right. V'amar Rebbe Chananya ben Gamliel. Ma im ha'ove avera achas notil nafsho oleha. Somebody who does Chas V'Shalom Avera, so in a sense he's losing his nefesh from that Avera. He's forfeiting his life, especially if it's a Kores Avera. Osa mitzvah achas kama v'kama sheti nasa sen lo nafsho. Well, the more so, somebody who does a positive mitzvah, he gains life. He adds on to his life. Right? In other words, one avera punishable by death, the death penalty, or by chorus, he forfeits his nefesh because of it. But on the other hand, one who performs one mitzvah, all the more so his nefesh should be returned to him. In other words, what we see from here, that I think the Rivan speaks about it. Yeah. That 500 times is the reward more than the onish for a punishment. The reward for a mitzvah is 500 times more than the punishment for an avera. Rabbi Shimon says, Omer, Mimakomo hu lo meid. This principle can be learned out from its own context. In other words, the Hashem standard of reward is much greater than Hashem's standard of punishment. What do we see this? V'nichrisu ha'nifashos ha'os ha'osos. In the Torah, we have a whole list of Kores, Averas. And actually, this pasuk comes after the next pasuk. I should read the next pasuk right away now, because this pasuk really is juxtaposed to this section. Juxtaposed to the next pasuk. Really, this pasuk really comes after the next pasuk. We're going to compare these two pasukim. One section here talks about the averas of Kores, and the Torah also says, which comes before this, this pasuk here, Asher Yaaseh Olsom. Turn the page, everybody. Asher Yaaseh Olsom Ha'adam Vochai Bahem.
So we're at 23b.
Right, 23b now. And actually, this pasuk now comes before all the Kores, the section in Kores, the Kores of Eras. It says here that you shall guard all my mishpatim. In the Torah, it says you should guard my mishpatim, my chukim, my mitzvahs, guard my Torah, positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs, which a person should carry out, and he guards them, and he'll live, he shall live by them. It's teaching us that one is blessed with life by holding himself back from doing averas that were dealt in the previous section before this pasuk, the section about those averas that get kores.
Let's get it. So Rabbi Chaim Ben Gamliel was learning this out, the same more or less thing with the kavachomer, and this is just showing you don't need the kavachomer; you can learn them out from.
Right. Not good. Right. Yeah, that's right. You can learn it. That's good. Yeah. That's right. You can learn of Hashem's great.
You can live what you do when you observe the mitzvah, you get life, and if you do the other things, you're gonna get cars.
Right. Okay, that's good. This means. Kol hayoshev v'lo avar avera nosni lo schar ko'ose mitzvah. It's amazing that just by passive observance, by not doing, but being tempted to do an avera and reshitting oneself, that Hashem gives a reward for that, like as if he did a positive mitzvah, just by abstaining from doing negative mitzvahs. Yeah.
So that means whoever stops and does not commit the avera transgression is given a reward, like one is performing a mitzvah.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Omer Hare Hu Omer Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Hadam Ki hadam hu hanefesh, etc. You see in the pasuk that only be strong not to eat the blood of animals. Be strong not to eat the blood, which is not such a hard mitzvah to do, because it's repulsive. Uma imu hadam shenavsho shel adam katsa mimenu haporesh mimenu mikabel schar. And it is not so hard to do. It's repulsive. It's katsa. Now, if somebody who refrains from eating or drinking blood, it's anyhow katsa, which is repulsive. And he abstains from that. He's poresh from that. He restrains himself from that, which is not really restraining. He's passively, he gets that mitzvah. He's going to be kabbal skar. Hashem's going to still give him skar for that. It's not so hard to do that, to refrain from drinking blood. It's not so appetizing. As opposed to gozel v'araya shenavsho shel adam v'sava lahen umhamaraton haporesh mehen al achas kama v'chama shiyiz kalo v'ledorosov v'ledoros dorosov adsov kol hadoros. That all the reward a person gets from restraining himself from natural tithes, or maybe even not, well, those are not natural, but more or less tithes, which there's more tithes dick of errors involved here, as opposed to drinking blood, eating blood. Someone who is tempted with an actual tithe, it says a mitzvah, or he covets. Gezel and Arias fall into that category, and he has to really restrain himself actively. It's not a passive restraint, it's an active restraint. All the more so, he'll merit tremendous things for his door and following Doros until the end of Doros. Interesting here that we don't say the word tse'etzov, offspring. Not just his offspring, that also will be, but even though his whole door and following generations will benefit from the fact that he restrained himself here. They're going to all benefit from this.
This is like doing kiruv v'chokim here. It's a form of kiruv v'chokim, of bringing people back to. You can bring people back to the Torah just by restraining yourself from doing an avera, especially a difficult avera like which we have a taiva for, stealing or arayas. And it's a potential here to bring people back, not just your own family back, but other Jews back. You're creating like ruchnius vibes, ruchnius good vibes in the like earwaves, and this can make people get stronger in their Yiddishkeit, or maybe even make baal tshuvas from this. I'm going to say a fast story. There's a person, a very big person now, Lev La'achim, also that's a really a very big kiruv organization, Lev La'achim. You heard Lev La'achim? Yeah. It's a big,
what's
Lev La'achim, it's
the
big...
In fact, that's the guy who's head of it has the eighth slot on Gimel. That's
really?
Why Rav Steinman, because he was pushing much for Rishon Volker Gimel, so that he's the eighth slot, so that he would get into Knesset, but they feel he's a very big force.
So his name is Yossi Volis. That's the same.
I don't know the person on the slot. He's very much involved in it. Started or runs. I don't know, but he's very much involved in that organization.
Wow. Okay. So here we see an example of when somebody does something big, and it has such repercussions for the future. What happened here? This is a story about Rav Yossi Volis. He's probably this person. He's now a big person. He's one of the founders, and he's one of the heads of Lev La'achim. a big kiruv organization, and the story goes like this: that his grandfather was in the Shoah, and they were almost liberated. He was almost free. The Allies were closing
is
in.
Is this the same guy? I thought that was the guy who started Arachim, the grandson of this person who was being liberated. I don't know the name.
Okay.
You know Arachim, the Cure organization Arachim?
Okay, it could be right.
But that's in the States, isn't it?
No. It's mainly started here. They
I might be wrong. Okay. You might be wrong. Okay. I thought it was Leila.
It's also the same person that's involved with that, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I know the story you're talking about is with Arachim, the father of Arachim.
Yeah. Okay. So his grandfather. Sorry.
To fix the energy.
Okay. So it's an amazing story about this person. Rav Yossi Wallace. Okay. His grandfather was in the Shoah, right? Almost free, almost like a day away from being free.
Hours away, maybe.
Close. And one of the Rashoyim Nazis, big Russia, before he ran away, the Nazi ran away because the foreign forces were closing in, the Allies were closing in. He held a gun to his grandfather and said, "Eat this tray for me. Or I'll kill you." So he said, "Kill me." So okay, in times of Shemad. So that's a whole big issue about this. You're allowed to be mysterious. Well, anyhow, times of Shemad. No, stop. When it's times of Shemad, and they're out to get you to go in, it's like whatever they say. You have to die al kiddush Hashem. Such a situation. He elected to die al kiddush Hashem, and. He knew about this story. His grandson, Rav Yossi, knew the story. Yeah, okay, cute story. One day it hit him hard. It hit him real hard, this story. He was in line. Maybe it was McDonald's. I don't know. I forget the details. He was in line to get a buy something tray. To buy
white, what do you call it? Pork. What do they call it?
Oh, okay, yeah.
White meat. Yeah. Something like that.
It was probably ham. Maybe it was a ham or something.
Yeah.
Ham. Oh, okay. But if we were, he was in line. He was in line to buy some ham or to whatever, or was in line to buy a cheeseburger. I don't know what it was. He was in line for something.
An egg McDonald's. Ham and cheese. An egg.
Burger King. Is still Burger King around? I don't know. Is it Burger King?
Probably.
So, but yeah, I think you're right. I want to juice up the story, juice it up. I think it was like he wanted to buy like non-kosher meat. It just hit him hard. He knew the story, but it really hit. He said, what am I doing? I'm sitting in line. I have in my hand this disgusting meat in which my grandfather, he dialed Kiddush Hashem. He wouldn't eat this stuff. And what about me? He became a Baal Teshuva on the spot there. It just really hit him. Being a big child, being involved in Shuva, and he became a head of a big kiruv. I don't know, okay, maybe.
So
here's an example of like, I'm telling you, even if he didn't know the story, even he didn't know what his grandfather did, we see from this it's going to have an effect. At some point in his life, he's going to become a Baal Teshuva. He knew about the story. And it really affected him. Even if he didn't, never found out about what his grandfather did. Never found out his grandfather died of Kiddush Hashem. I think, according to this, he was still done Shuvah. It would have affected him. So, we're all sitting here too. We're sitting here, and all of us sitting here too. We're sure we have our grandparents or whatever. You know, had a big effect on us and. And the whole door, not just their offspring. We say it's very, very all. It's a big term here. Doros. It's not just your offspring. So okay. Oh, should I read this later? Should I do it now? I really let it. No, should I read it later?
Yeah. Read it now.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how long it is. So.
No, it's not so.
I
don't know about the
Yeah, this is amazing. I don't know. We have to know what the source is for this. We're saying that actually we're saying lashes can erase the punishment of Kores. The lesser punishment of lashes can erase the more severe punishment of Kores. Okay, now what's he saying? Oh, okay. Since we are speaking of this concept of commuting a sentence of Kores, I want to share with you a holy tikkun.
Well, what is it? What that book is called? The Garden of what?
This is the Garden of Healing. Oh, for a listening audience. Yeah, okay. Good. By Reb Orosh, The Garden of Healing, page 160. Around this concept of Kores, I want to share with you a holy tikkun that I learned from a hidden tzaddik who received it directly from Eliyahu Navi. Well, okay, that's a good source. This tikkun effectively rectifies the most spiritually damaging transgressions of defiling oneself and spares one from kores and death. Every Jew should perform this tikkun to safeguard himself from any kind of horrible death, to sweeten judgments, and to draw the final redemption nearer. For redemption is actually delayed because many of our brethren have been condemned, chas v'shalom, to kores or death in the heavenly court. And yet Hashem waits patiently for each person's spiritual rectification so that no Jews will receive punishment before the final day of reckoning. A Jew who had an autistic son perform this tikkun every Thursday night for 4 months and witnessed a miraculous improvement in his son's condition, with the autism decreasing by 40%. The tzaddik who received this tikkun expressed that the man persisted with the tikkun. His son had the man persisted with the tikkun, his son could have been completely cured of his condition. For some reason, the person stopped what he was supposed to do. What he's now prescribed what to do. Here, therefore, are the specific instructions to follow to accomplish this very helpful and protective tikkun. May its fulfillment draw the final redemption nearer. It's called the Thursday night tikkun. So, I guess, free up your Thursday nights now, everybody. Chas v'shalom, no one here should be chayv kores. We don't need to do it, but... Anyhow, here's the tikkun here. This procedure needs to be performed on Thursday night. The person needs to remain awake throughout the night, not engage in any unnecessary conversation, and learn the complete order of study that follows. So he gives 4 points here. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 6. Okay, we're going to do 6. That's the whole thing, right? The next 6 points? What's the 6 points? He must not engage in unnecessary conversation from sunset on Thursday evening until after completing Aleinu of Shacharis the next morning. Number 2, he may not sleep or even doze throughout the night. 3, he may not eat from sunset Thursday evening until the time of Chatzos, although it's permissible to drink. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I still have my coffee. I can have my coffee. Between the hours of Chatzos until the morning prayers, he may not drink as well. Oh, okay. That's not good for me.
But it's not Thursday night. Yeah.
Well, that's midnight. Okay. It's only 6 hours.
The order of learning study should be studying Torah. The order should be divided into 3 parts. Gemara, in depth. Mishnayos, with comprehension and resuscitation of the entire book of Tehillim. Whoa, that's a hard one. Number 5, during the course of the night, he should devote 1 hour to his Baruch, and at the end of the night, recite the entire Seder Vidoy Shel Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. At the end of the night, found in the Nusach Svard prayer book. Under prayers for Yom Kippur Katan, which is regularly recited on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Right, this Thursday would be. Would be Yom Kippur Katan this coming Thursday, because Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. Okay, won't be Friday, Thursday. Okay, in case one wants to do on Thursday during the day. Yom Kippur Katan, okay. 6, before dawn, last point. Before dawn, he should immerse himself in a mikvah and pray Shacharis at Nates. Vesikin, Shacharis, and you can do all that, you're a real hero also.
It works.
Thank you for that. Okay.
People do it every Thursday. In one shul.
Yeah.
And it really, really works.
Officially, they do it together, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's on one of the podcasts.
Okay. All right. So it's going to mess me up for Friday morning tennis.
So we have to leave it now. Because how you can fix it today? There's no lashes. So how you... And I think they have to be tikkun. Hashem has always mercy. How you... Let's say...
Well, the Ashkenazim, right?
Yes, correct. But there's no tikkun. So.
The Ashkenazim do a... They do lashes erev Yom Kippur. Some congregations do that. Ashkenaz congregation do what they do. In shul they do it erev Yom Kippur. They do some shuls do it. They do they go through the motions, like they take, I don't know what they take.
They take a
belt. Okay.
They take a belt.
I never saw it done, but there is such a thing, a concept like that. I don't know how effective it is.
It's just to wake you up.
It's a symbolic wake up, yeah. So, okay. We have time? Yeah, we have time. Okay. Well, Drezna come here tonight? Okay, almost finished the Mishnah. This is a famous thing. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Ratzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Lefichach, Hirbo Lohem Torah Umitzvah Shema, Hashem Chafetz Lamatan Tzigol, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Right? We say this quite often, and it's followed by Kaddish, where people stop and conclude their learning session.
Oh my God.
People say this. And Hashem wants to give us as many mitzvahs as possible. Hashem loves us. And since He loves us, He wants to add on ways for us to get more reward. He's making the Torah, he's broadening the Torah for us, giving us more yadil. And He's strengthening the Torah. And He wants us to get more mitzvahs, so because He loves us, He gives us more mitzvahs. Okay, now almost finished. Let's see. Oh, almost finished.
No, keep on going. I'll be back in a second.
Maybe we should do a little more. Okay, we'll do a little more. The draw usually comes. That's comes. What time?
20 minutes. We have no 20 minutes.
Okay.
You're playing time.
Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Olam Chorei Rav al Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. They argue on him. They argue. But don't forget what he said. What did he say? He said that Actually, Kores can be erased by lashes, right? Okay. That's what he said. Well, his colleagues, his friends, his fellow scholars argue on that. Arguing. We're going to see what that means. Now we have a statement that was said in the school of Rav. That Rabbi Yochanan's statement that others disagree with, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gamliel, may be proven from a Mishnah. Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, Amre Bey Rav Taninan. That it was said in the school of Rav. That Rabbi Yochanan's statement that others disagree, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, may be proven from a Mishnah. Here's the Mishnah now. Ein bein Shabbos v'yom tov,
Yom Kippurim, Ela Shezeh, Zedono Yidei Adam, Zedono Bekares. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because except that a transgression of Shabbos, a breaking of Shabbos, will result in a death penalty in the Beis Din down here, and a transgression of a breaking of Yom Kippur will result in the Beis Din Shomala, we punished by Beis Din Shomala, Kores. Now, very important here, it says Zidono on purpose, meaning purposeful desecration of Shabbos and or of Yom Kippur, and Edim are there. In other words, Edim are there. So the Shabbos desecration will result in a judgment, a death penalty, based in Shom Mata, based in down here. And the Kores will be given for a desecration of Yom Kippur. That's going to be Kores, and that's going to be brought about by the based in Shomala.
So, question: if the Beis Din down here cannot enforce the death penalty, is Kores carried out upstairs?
Right.
That was the question.
Right. 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 We're going to see from this. Yeah. We're going to see from here that. If so, then in other words, if we're going to say, like Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel holds, that actually lashes can erase Kores, right? Both Averas get lashes. Therefore, Yom Kippur shouldn't get Kores. Therefore, a Yom Kippur desecrator shouldn't get Kores. If we say that Kim, that Kores, there shouldn't be, in other words, there should be no such thing as Kores by Yom Kippur. We should say that Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, that the Kores will be erased, the lashes will suffice. And therefore we see from here it's a kash on him from this Mishnah. Right? It seems like Kores cannot be erased by lashes. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to say, oh, one second, oh, that's what I just said that. Oh, yeah. Vim Isa Idi Vidi Bidayadahu. That's Akasha on Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. The Gemara is going to now ask, what? Who is that Mishnah like that we just brought? That Mishnah is from Megillah. And who was the author of that Mishnah? Rav Nachman Omer, Ha-Mani. Who is that author over there? In the Mishnah of Megillah? Rabbi Yitzhak, he. Rabbi Yitzhak is the author. Rabbi Yitzhak is holding Damar Malkos Bechayve Krisus Leika. Rabbi Yitzchak's holding that there's no malchus for those who are liable to the punishment of Kores. Okay, everybody okay so far? And don't forget, we had this big mock locus on Yud Gimel, right? Yeah. We had that on Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva was involved there, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We had a three-way battle over there about this issue. Is Kores, do they go, is it soup and sandwich, do they go together? Does Kores and Malchus go together? Or you just have the sandwich? In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, they don't go together. There's no such thing as Kores also, and those things are double whammy when it comes to Kores.
Malchus will not be given with Kores. They don't go together. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. We just saw here, according to Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, the soup and sandwich do go together. Kores is very, it can be accompanied by Malchus, lashes. Yeah. But you said they're erased by tshuva, right? You tshuva, you can, well, we had that, yeah, we had a, yeah.
Erased cards.
Right, the chorus, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But anyhow, we're distilling this, Malchus down to this now. So that's the story right now. Nothing to talk about. You know, you can't erase Kores. You have to think of a different way to erase Kores. You can't do it by Malchus. It's not a thing. It's the ability to erase Kores through Malchus because they don't go together. You never see it. There's no double whammy. Those things, they don't go together. So. This will be a review now. The next second from this is an excerpt from Yud Gimel. We already know what his methodology is, of how he knows this Rebbe Yitzchak. We saw that over there before, that we have a concept. One of the 13 ways of learning out the Torah is that if you have in this case here, for example, incest with one sister, it's piled the list, the general list. Of Averas which get Kores, it's in there, incest with one, Chas v'Shalom with one sister. Then it's singled out again, a second time, by itself, this Avera of an incest with one sister. He wants to say, Rabbi Yitzchak, you see from here, a solid proof that when you have a general a list, then you take out from the general list a specific mention again of that Avera. So it's only going to be Kores. It's only going to be no Malchus. It's only Kores. That's what we're going to say now. The Tani were
right. That whole list.
Yeah.
Of Kores.
Yeah. 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 So once it's singled out, and we know that a sister doesn't get Malchus, only Kores. I mean, there's no double whammy there by a sister. So we learn it. He goes back to the general list. The whole list now is like that. There's no. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So it goes back on the whole list that we don't give lashes. There's no double whammies. Kores is only given without. There's no such thing as Malchus with Kores. That's what we're going to say now. We were bright stuff. That's from Page Yud Gimel, yeah, before. The Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chaya Vekrisus Beklau Hayu V'lama Yotza Kores B'Choso. Why it's singled out? Sister is singled out. L'dono. Why is it singled out? Sister over there, incest. L'dono B'Kores V'lo V'Malkos. That only Kores is given. There's no such thing as double whammies here. There's no Malkos with Kores. Okay, that's about it for now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start from here. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks. Yeah.
So we're on.
We got to
23B.
Yeah. We got to Rav Ashi. Yeah.